And at the end, in a fitting, fiery wrap-up, Kenneth Davies on the tenor saxophone.
Thank you.
Watkins, Joseph Archuleta, Roger Holloway, Lucas Romero, Dave Page. So one of the fun things about doing this festival is getting to work with great musicians. Some of them are folks I just met recently, like Wayne, and others are some guys I've been playing music with for a long time. I like to call this group the Festival All-Stars because it's a pretty awesome name. So please welcome up to the stage. Oh, and you guys can gracefully, with as much grace as you can muster, we're going to do a really quick change. Please welcome to the stage on the drums, Mr. Brian Hamada. On the bass, Mr. John Loffenberger. On the trombone, the one and only Mr. Les Nunes. Very popular. On the piano, that would be Craig Von Berg. Craig Von Berg on piano. On the saxophone, our department chair and my good friend and colleague, Mr. Professor Larry Honda. And the crown jewel of this little group up here, the fabulous, the amazing, fantastic player, great teacher, and all-around good guy, and bon vivant. Please give it up for Wayne Bergeron. Okay.
That first tune was a tune composed by Lee Morgan. It's called The Sidewinder. That arrangement was actually done by Gordon Goodwin, and a cool little chart. And this next song we're going to do is an original composition by Mr. Tom Kubis. You probably know that name. And he did a whole book of three horn arrangements like this one, and this is an original called Revenge of the Red Savina. I think a Savina is a pepper, right? A chili pepper? So I think the revenge, I think we understand what he means by that.
Thank you.
This next one is, who wrote this tune? It's not Miles, it's, I don't know if that's right for it. Who wrote the tune Walking? Nobody here knows. No. wasn't Nancy Sinatra. Wasn't not Nancy Sinatra. I do.
Oh, it's the other one.
Anyway, okay. I wrote this. This is one of my original compositions. This is called Walking. I know you've heard it. This is another Gordon Goodwin arrangement, and here we go. So feature this other quite a play, that bass solo, and don't talk during the bass solo, you know the rules. Gordon did a kind of funny chart on this. You know what the first thing he did wrong on this? Let me tell you about Gordon Goodwin, what he did wrong. This tune is in the key of F concert. He starts it in the key of D concert, which makes no sense. And then he modulates to the key of F concert. But we never play. What's the riff from this tune, the lick you know from the tune Walking? That's not in here anyway. I just noticed that last night. Oh, his career is over. Doesn't really need that anyway. That's the only part I didn't write anyways. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm going to bring the band back up here. Thank you, my dudes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Welcome one more once, this time to the Fresno State College Jazz Ensemble, Mr. Wayne Bergeron. Thank you.
so much. That's Cameron Golan or Golan? Golan on the trombone. That's Lucas Romero on the trumpet back there. We did not recognize that tune. You obviously have no children in your life. I thought that was music or something. That tune was from the Disney movie Aladdin, and anybody who has children knows these Disney tunes. I have a 9.5-year-old little daughter, and we've seen Aladdin like 50 times. And Return of Jafar and Cinderella 1-35 and the Lion King, and Disney always has their hand in my pocket. But her favorite one is the one about what's the one under the sea, the little trampy girl with Ariel. What a tramp! My God, I'm never letting my daughter watch that again. That's her favorite one. Anyway, that great arrangement of that was done by my friend Mr. Bill Lister, a great saxophone player. In Los Angeles, that did that. He actually did that for, it was written for the IAJE convention that was held at the Disneyland Hotel about 12 years ago. And I was in a band much like this one, and we backed a bunch of different guest artists. And that was actually written for Arturo Sandoval, who was one of our guests, but we kind of ran out of time, and he was supposed to play four tunes, and he played two, and I ended up playing that on the gig, reading it on the concert, so I stole it. Okay, there you go. And I've recorded it now, and I've whited his name out on the top, so don't tell him I don't want the Cuban mafia coming after me. He lives in Los Angeles now. This next tune we're going to do is an original composition by another composer that I mentioned earlier, Mr. Tom Kubis. So I'll tell you a little story about this chart before we play it. I was in the middle of a CD project, and I called Tom, and I said, you know, I don't have a blues yet for this record. And I said, how about a, and he said, well, what key is, well, how about G minor? Do you mind looking at my blues? And he said, how fast? I said, oh, do medium swing. And gave him a little bit of direction. And he said, all right, I got it. I figured, you know, I'd wait a few weeks and I'd hear back from him. I got an email from him the next day, and I figured, oh, he must have some questions about the chart. So I go to this email and I hit, it was an attachment with it. I hit the attachment, boom, chart's done. Copy, completely finished. And I see an MP3, complete demo of the chart. Tom's a saxophone player and a piano player, multi-talented. So he, in his home studio, he did all the saxophone parts, he played all the rhythm section instruments. He's took up trumpet like 3 years ago, and he's actually really quite good. And I hate him for that kind of thing. I've been playing this thing for 40 years, and he plays it in 3 years and plays it better than I do. And fortunately, he does not play trombone yet. But unfortunately, he has taken up the alto horn, which is the most horrible sounding instrument known to man, possibly, maybe next to the bagpipes. The bagpipes, you probably don't know this, but in Scotland, the bagpipes aren't even a real musical instrument. They keep them outside of bars as breathalyzers. When you're leaving the bar, when you blow into it, if the sound doesn't make you want to take your own life, you have an endless degree. So anyway, this is something, he told me it took him 6 innings of an Angels baseball game to write this chart. So keep that in mind. It's an hour and a half, maybe, or so. And I did not title this, but this is called High Clouds and a Good Chance of Wayne Tonight. It's very stupid, I know. I'm trying to explain that in Japan was quite the joke. I'm going, no, Wayne, and Wayne doesn't make any sense. It didn't make any sense to them. And nor does it you, apparently. What's the feature of... I'll tell you, a few cats out there. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. That's Amanda Hamilton with the piano right there. Joseph Archuleta on the baritone saxophone. What about this great FCC jazz ensemble? Yeah, I want to just say a couple of quick thank yous. My horn took a fall the other day. I opened my case, and my horn fell out, and I had a big got smashed up right here. I've been playing on it like that for away for a few days, and it's felt awful. And I took it to the horn shop here. Yeah. And I think Harry Silverly, is that his name?
Yeah.
Is he here, Money Church? Oh, see how he is? But anyway, I took my horn over there this morning at like 8:15 in the morning, and he was kind enough to take that dent out, which was a lot of work. And then he goes, oh, this is messed up too. And he fixed this, and he fixed that, and he cleaned it up, and he did all this stuff. And then he said, oh, it'll be $30. Anyway, I just wanted to give a shout out to them, the great work they do. They're very, very nice people there. And Bob Stauffer, right? Stauffer? Yeah. He was a very nice people. So I wanted to shout out to them. Is Mike Angelos here?
Yeah.
Is Mike Angelos here?
Here.
Hey, Mike. Mike Angelos here is the tuba player from Fresno Symphony. And a great, great player. And an old, old friend of mine. We worked at Disneyland together. So I know that tune brought back lots of memories for you. And I worked at Disneyland for about 10 years off and on, and one of the most interesting things about that job was nothing musically, but it was the outfits we had to wear. And Mike and I played in this band called the Royal Band, and we wore these big purple capes that went down to about here, and they had all this ornate stuff on them, and these big berets with feathers on them, and a medallion with a big thing in gold shoes, and purple tights. And the purple tights thing is not that big a deal, because I'm wearing them now. So that, but the weirdest thing about that is watching your colleagues get into tights. There's just something disturbing about that, at first. Anyway, Mike is a great, great tuba player and a great friend. Is your wife here too?
Here.
Hey, you guys, how you doing? Anyway, great, my hand for Mike Angelos back there. We had a lot of fun working at Disneyland and some good times. And anyway, moving right along. This next tune is another Tom Kupis arrangement. And you probably noticed that I do a lot of Tom Kupis charts. I do Gordon Goodwin charts and Bill Weston charts. A lot of great writers to choose from. But I picked these guys for a few reasons. First of all, we all work at Disneyland together. So we're old friends from way back. And we've been playing together for years. They're fantastic writers. But I have to be honest with you, the main reason that I play these charts is... Well, because they're free. And that's kind of part of it. That's like we have a little bartering system of one hand washes the other. I've done 6 CDs or 7 with Tom Kupis, I think, including Christmas CDs. 6 CD with Gordon Goodwin is getting ready to come out. I've done 2 with Bill Weston. And I've never taken a dime of money from them. Well, they've never actually offered anything either. But if they would have, I wouldn't have paid. What happens, they pass around the slip, the W-4 slip. And I put my information on there and I say, benefits only, no charge. And that means pay my health benefits, you know, but, you know, you don't have to pay me because, let's face it, you know, nobody's getting rich, you know, playing big band music. I mean, I kind of am, but those guys aren't getting rich, you know, so I don't want them paying me for their services. But in return, if I need an arrangement, all I have to do is call any of these guys and boom, it's done, like Tom, overnight, just like that, you know. So pretty cool. So this next thing is a Tom Kupis original, and it's called Hospital Blues. And it's not a blues at all, but it's a very solemn piece that was written for his wife, Carol, who was a great piano player and singer, and she had this arthritic condition for a while, and so she couldn't play. I mean, her hands would just seize up. It was a really horrible, horrible thing, and they were in and out of the hospital constantly and trying to deal with it, going to specialists, so he wrote this tune for her. They finally got it dialed in, and now she's got this medication she's playing great, and everything is totally cool now, so... He wrote this tune, Hospital Blues, for her. He said he's now like, that's all over, but he's going to write a sequel to this tune, and it's going to be called Hospital Bills.
We have some flutes on this? Yes, we have
some flutes on this? You might notice we have a little class and elegance up here now. We're going to have some woodwinds play at the intro on this thing. And you want to take an A? Why don't you give the flutes an A so they can do this? Don't be afraid. Play an A. You can do it. This is why we're cheating right here. We don't actually have to tune. I just saw an orchestra do this once. I thought it was really cool. I mean, as a brass player, I mean, we just kind of take A as a formality anyway. My tuning slide hasn't moved in 40 years. So violinists, I mean, they have to tune, right? They got strings and the weather affects all that. You know, so they have to, but we don't really, you know, we just kind of go, okay, we'll take the A, but we got it. And we don't move our slide, we don't change anything. But you ever notice the interesting thing about violinists is they spend like half their life tuning up, but the other half playing out of tune. Come on. Don't turn on me now. So now I can't, sorry, okay. How about giving me an A too? I haven't played this blue horn. Good, you know, make sure this is okay. Close enough for jazz.
Thank you.
That was Amanda Hamilton once again on the piano. We have one more tune here, and I'll have to introduce it in a second. I just want to say thank you for being a great audience. It's been a really great day here hanging out. We did a couple of master classes with a bunch of nice folks. I played way too much today. I've had enough trumpet for one day. We have some CDs we'll be selling somewhere. I think in the front lobby there.
Probably in the lobby.
And we can hang out, love to meet some of you out there and yap a little bit. And once again, how about this great band? Before I turn the microphone over to Mike, I wanted to thank him for his hospitality. He took me into his home, Barb and I, my girlfriend Barb Catlin, and we've been staying with him. He's got this beautiful house here, really great, and had a great dinner last night. And you know, we're adults, so we had a couple of glasses of wine. You know, we're of age. We had 8, 9 glasses of wine. I forget exactly what it was, but I don't want to say that we had too much to drink last night. But I got to tell you, it's good to be back in men's clothing again. I'm just kidding about the drinking part anyway. So I'm going to turn, I'll let Mike explain this last tune to you. Thank you very much.
Okay. I have a few thank yous, and I'll try to not make this be like Academy Award length stuff. But just a whole bunch of folks. First of all, this band learned a bunch of really difficult music. A lot of these guys were here at 6:30 this morning helping to set up. They worked hard all day. So how about a hand for their organizational skills? Wow. So just a few thank yous. I believe that our dean, Dr. Claudia Habib, is here somewhere. I'm not sure, but she has really been instrumental. Get it? Instrumental in helping us out. So a nice hand for her. The guy running sound is Nye Morton and one of his students, Javier Garcia, doing an awesome job all day long. And speaking of the sound system, a really dear friend of mine, Tim McFarland from American Music, not only donated equipment, amplifiers, a bunch of sound equipment. He's been doing it for years and years and years. So how about some City College love for Tim McFarland and the band of American Music? Jeff Barrett, our theater manager, makes everything kind of look all awesome, except for that. My mom, my agent, and Nye Morton, right there. We got him, yeah. This last tune is one of mine, and I'm really glad that Wayne said yes to playing it. It's called Max Blues, and I don't know where Max is, but Max is now 4, and he goes to every concert we do. And he's awesome. And so, where is he?
To the right. Up right.
Okay, hey Max. Something like. Good to see you, buddy. So anyway, and Max Blues. Amanda's gonna play a little bit. Wayne's gonna play, of course. And Phil Sarkisian is on the bass. And Andrew Watkins on trombone. And I think maybe Jacob Page. Anyway. So thank you all. Thanks, Julie Dana, for all of your assistance with all this. And I think we better play this tune. Thank you. Quinn Bergeron. Lauren Wanda, Les Lewis, Craig Bromberg, John Rothenberger, Brian Romata, the FCC Jazz Ensemble. Thanks everybody for coming out. Take a look at your program. There's a lot more jazz coming up from City College for the rest of the semester. Thanks a lot for coming out. Drive home safe, and we'll see you next time.